Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Bino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. We had a little technical difficulties for a minute, but it's all good, though. Still all love. But tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com. / Put 'Em On Blast Radio, PUTEM On Blast Radio. For all inquiries, hit us up, PutEmOnBlastRadio@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Just hit the like button. But we're soon to have our own website coming real soon because we're leaving Facebook because Facebook be tripping too much, but it's still all good. I want to give love to all the supporters and all the fans out there who've been tuning in. And Madman, UNG Records, West Coast Hip Hop Awards, Bipolar Naked Magazine, Oxford Street, Two Squad, Risk Entertainment. It's a whole bunch of people out there. River's Edge Bar and Grill. You know, we like to thank everybody for tuning in and thank everybody for all the love and support. And on tonight's show, we have Luck, a new artist that's out in the industry. A lot of you people don't know of him. A lot of people you do. But we're going to let him introduce himself and say what's good. So say what's up to everybody. I'll put him on Blast Radio.
What's up, world? How y'all doing, man? This is Luck, man. I'm out of Stockton, California. What's up, 916? How y'all living?
It's all good. It's all love. And while we got you on the phone, man, let everybody know who Luck is and a little background. Who's the man behind the artist?
Okay, for sure that, man. Hey, I go by Luck. The album is called Luck, the Rolls Royce Project. Yesterday.com put me on. William Breed put me on. A lot of y'all might know me from, I just did the tour with Rock the Bells tour. I've been rocking. You probably see me on a couple of Jacka stuff. I've just been moving, man. I've been gutting and grinding, man. You know, Brother Lynch, you know, Chicken Hill, you know, Hallway. I just been grinding, man, and you know, I'm just one of them dudes that was just always in the background, and now I got my moment to get my shine, man, and you know, I'm trying to show the world what I got, man. Again, you know, I'm straight out of Stockton, California, man, and you know, I'm trying to rep Northern Cali, man. I'm trying to put Northern Cali on my back right now, man. I got an album out worldwide.
That's what's up. Big shout-outs to 209. Y'all got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio all the way around all four corners. And while we're talking about music, let everybody know your albums that you got out for sale, where they can find them at, and what you got new on the table.
All right, for sure. Look, you can go get the album anywhere music sold. I mean, you can go to Rasputin, you can go to FYE, you can go to Best Buy, Amazon, Target, Kmart, anywhere but Walmart, you know what I mean? You can get the album out, man. City Hall, I'm going through City Hall. Everybody should know about City Hall. City Hall is who put, you know, Mac Dre in the game, you know what I mean? So you can definitely get it. You know, Google that, and, you know, you can Google Luck the Rolls Royce Project. You can get me on. If you got all y'all with them Android phones, man, go to your Google Play Store, man. You can definitely download that album, man.
That's what's up. And right now, do you have any shout-outs you might want to give us?
Well, first of all, I want to shout-out Put 'Em On Blast Radio, you know what I mean, for giving me this opportunity, you know, to put my music out there, man. Yesterday.com, William Breed, City Hall, you know, the whole Northern Valley, man. I want to shout-out the whole Northern Valley. Everybody that's in their kitchen still, if you're working on your four-track right now, man, if you're in the studio, and you, man, you messing with the Pro Tools and you trying to grit and grind and try to make this music pop. I want to shout out to every hood house Every trap spot, man, that's doing music, man, I want to shout y'all, man. Just stay on the grind, man, because it can happen, man. And just stay on your hustle, man. Don't let nobody knock your dreams, man. But also, man, to the whole tour, nine, man, I want to shout them out. You know what I mean? Everybody that's been helping me out, you know, DTR, you know, the whole movement, man. I definitely want to shout everybody out, man. Hallway Productions, what's up with it, man? You know what I mean?
That's what's up. And when we're talking about 209, I want to give a big shout out to Cuzzalo Inc. out there. You know, everybody on the staff out there, from Brandon to C. Lamb to all y'all out there. Y'all got much love for
Brandon. Lamb, what's up, baby, man? That's what's up, man. Lamb, what's up, man? Get at me.
That's what's up. And right now, is there a positive message that you can give to all the young upcoming artists who's coming out in the industry?
Man, I honestly, man, just stay hungry, man. Don't let nobody knock your ambition. You know, work for everything you got, man. Just don't stop, man. The music don't stop. You know what I mean? The hip hop is not dead. It's only dead to the person who died with the music. You know, just keep pushing, man. Don't let nobody knock your ambition. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your baby mama, your sister, your neighbor, man. Everybody say you can't do it, man. Let that be your push. Let that be your motivation.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And why should people accept you into this industry?
Honestly, I'm just like that person that's listening right now. You know what I mean? I've been there. You know, I started off on a 4-track. You know what I mean? I was paying for those $50 sessions in the studios. And honestly, I got some good music, man. A lot of the stuff that's coming out right now, since it's put them on blast radio, man, I'm just going to tell the truth. A lot of the music out is watered down, man. It's watered down. It ain't true hip-hop. Ain't nobody taking time with their bars. Ain't nobody compounding no more. It's like, you get my album, man, you're going to hear nothing but music. You're going to hear real good music, but you're going to hear bars. You're going to hear that, you know what I mean? I took my time with my music, man, and my craft, and I believe that once you start knocking luck, man, it's not just the music, man, it's a movement, it's a way of life, and you're going to see that in my music, and you're going to hear that in my music.
That's what's up. And if you had a chance to give back, how would you give back?
Honestly, man, if I had a chance to give back right now, man, honestly, you know, I'll open up, man, a studio for out-risk teens, you know what I mean? Everybody that's just struggling and they ain't really got it, you know what I mean? But they need somewhere to put that energy at instead of being out in the streets, man. I think as artists, as everybody that's coming up in the game, I think we should put something like that together, like a Boys and Girls Club thing, and put a studio so people can learn the craft, so people can learn how to record, how to engineer, and become positive people and make it out of the hood, man. That's where I would be at with it.
That's what's up. And right now we're gonna get into a quick little break. And I want you to introduce this song. It's your new single called Cali Dreaming. Let everybody know the concept behind this track.
Hey, yo, check it out, man. This is my new single I'm pushing called California Dreaming, man. It's with me and Rory, you know what I mean? And what this is about is about, you know, how we live in California, how we live in Northern California, man. And, you know, and that's how we pushing it, man. And we gonna show the world, like, Northern California is where it's at, man. That's where the music at, man.
That's what's up. You guys heard it first right here. I'll put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Luck with California Dreaming.
Yeah. Bad luck. Your boy F. Dot Rory. You already know, Nickel. I'ma take the block back when I hit the brick. Dig up that 40 cal in my half a kick. Get my money back up, then I'm showing out. Rims got an overbite. See them things poking out. I'm pulling out, blaming the blicker. From day one, I trusted none of these niggas. No. Kept them close, I could see they faulty moves, and I'm squeezing. Promethazine bullets, everybody in your car lean. Straight up, no gimmicks, spit tear gas, Wi-Fi clips, high speed, no Comcast. And the V's are all foreign when I pass by. BM760, steering wheel on the right side. My daddy told me, stack your dough for a rainy day. Scratch a nigga off like a DJ when it's K-Slay. I played the hand I was dealt, I know when to fold. The black like Johnny Depp. All I do is push blow.
Why you worry about what I got? Why you worry about who I shot? Probably was a nigga trying to play me. Going from the street, so how could you blame me? Nigga, I'm California dreaming. Criminal minded, trying to set my paper. No time for the flash shit. So if you want a problem, say hello to my revolver.
I wake up in the morning and I felt I lost everything. Everything, everything, I put that on everything. Bullets rang through the hood like Seattle rain. Yeah, they know me in the streets, but they don't know my pain. I wake up hard beating from a cold sweat. I don't know if it's death or the feds next. Funny cloud clear, nigga out, mirror next. And ever since my cousin died, I ain't relaxed yet. Yeah, and I'm a rapper to the death of me. Ball game, ball right, still no penalties. Hall of Fame all night, dealing with AB. Shoot left, shoot right, still no enemies.
Why you worry about what I got? Why you worry about who I shot? Probably was a nigga trying to play me. Now I'm from the street, so how could you blame me? Nigga, I'm California dreaming. Criminal minded, trying to sell my paper. No time for the fly shit. So if you want a problem, say hello to my revolver. Boy, you ride a lot, line. You best to find some business player. Stay up out of mind. Don't let me get a business player. You don't want it with me. You best to take it easy. So please fall back, but that revolver got back. You don't wanna hear that clap. Oh no. Why you worry about what I got? Why you worry about who I shot? Probably was a nigga trying to play me. Know I'm from the street, so how could you blame me? Nigga, I'm California dreaming. Criminal minded, trying to stop my paper. No time for the flash shit. So if you want a problem, say hello to my revolver.
Yeah, we back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. We just had a little small technical difficulty, but it's all good, though. But that was Young Luck with California Dreaming. And Young Luck, I want to ask you, I already asked you why should people accept you, but I want to ask you what makes you different from all the other artists that's out in the industry?
Honestly, what makes me different is that, you know, I'm not scared to go outside of the box. You know what I mean? Sometimes we get caught up in what type of music we got to do as artists. You know what I mean? We get with a stigma, about, you know, cats from Northern California. Either if they ain't doing hype music, they doing gangster music. But I want to show the world, like, you know what I mean, Stockton, California, you know, Northern California, we got more than offer than just gangster music and then just hype music. You know what I mean? And I'm giving a variety of music. You know what I mean? Anybody can tune into my music. I don't care if you're the suburban kid, and I don't care at all. You can be anywhere. You know what I mean? It's just I'm giving you something different. I'm giving you out of the norm. You know, I'm giving you club music. I'm giving you conscious music. I'm giving you a little pop. You know what I mean? But I'm going outside of the box than most artists. Some people want to just be categorized as just a gangster rapper, or just, you know, I just do hype music. But, you know, I want to go beyond that. You know what I mean? I want to show that, you know what I mean, I can go beyond that as an artist. So that's what makes me a little bit different, is I ain't scared to reach outside the box.
That's what's up. And what do you and don't you like about this music industry?
My do's and don'ts is that I just think that everybody ain't, you know, everything is watered down now. You know what I mean? Everybody can say anything and got a fly hook. You know what I mean? And you can have a fly hook and say whatever you want. Like, for instance, you know, since it's Put 'Em On Blast, like, you know, Waka Flocka, a lot of cats, you know, they love the cats. You got a great voice, but
what is he really saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He managed to rhyme nigga with nigga. Like, come on, man. Like, let's get your bars up. You know what I mean? Get some bars up. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know what I mean? But everybody getting so saturated with just fake music. You know what I mean? And you know, and I'm about hip hop. You know what I mean? I grew up in that era where it was bars. If you didn't have no bars, you couldn't touch that mic, man. So I don't like the watered downness, man. I don't like that they just putting anybody on. You know what I mean? If Pac was alive, a lot of these cats probably wouldn't even come out because he'd say something about it.
Yeah, I know. I'll be telling people that all the time. And in your own opinion, who do you think is hot and who's not right now, whether it's mainstream or underground?
Mainstream right now. I think Meek Mill's is on his grizzly right now. You know, I think Meek Mill's is on his grizzly right now. I think he's hustling hard right now, man. I see T.I. moving right now. You know what I mean? And you know, of course, you know, Fody, you know, that he stay on his grizzlies. But as far as underground rappers right now, you know what I mean? I see Filthy. I see him moving, man. And, you know, I respect their movement, man. I respect Livewire movement, you know what I mean? There's some other cats, you know, I see him moving, you know what I mean? You know, Incredible. I see him, so... there's a few cats I see moving, you know, Jay Stylin and all them, but you know, it's not too many though that I don't respect their craft. I respect their hustle, but I don't respect their craft.
Mm-hmm. What are your goals in the industry?
Man, mine really is to honestly put Northern Cali more so to put more light to my city, man. You know, we get this bad rap that we the number one worst miserable city, you know what I mean? And I'm just trying to bring light to Stockton, California, man. I'm trying to bring light to Mudville right now, man. And my goals really, just like anybody else, is also to make some money, but you know what I mean, to make a name for myself and for my city, you know what I mean? So when people see Stockton out here, Stockton, you know what I mean, they gonna think about luck too, you know what I mean? Not just a city where all the murders and the killing is going on. You know what I mean? I want people to see there's some good can come out of something rough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I want to ask you, what are your biggest challenges in this industry, like crossing over from underground to mainstream?
My biggest challenge really is more support. You know, you know how they say it's, the hardest thing you can do is blow up in your own city. You know what I mean? And what happens is everybody get caught up with themselves, and they don't respect the next man's movement. You know what I mean? If we from the same city and we all trying to do the same thing, and somebody got a little bit more to push or something, I believe that as a city and as artists, we should get behind each other and push, because if all the other artists is pushing that one cat from that city, it's going to bring light. It's going to be light to my city. So my biggest challenge is really just getting the whole city behind me. You know what I mean? I got people that's rocking with me. You know, a lot of these cats, they see me. Yeah, I'm putting them on blast. They see me act like it's good. You know what I mean? Smile, handshakes, and hugs. But, you know, they ain't supporting the CD. They ain't buying my CD. You know what I mean? Most of my sales is coming from back east and overseas. You know what I mean? Where does CD support at? And that's my biggest challenge, really, because if your city talking about you, then the world gonna talk about you. You feel me?
That's what's up. And how can you change the game with your music?
Man, just honestly, what I'm going to try to, you know how they say, you know, it's an old slogan how, you know, your goodness can overcome somebody else's badness. So what I'm trying to do, this man, is just like, you know, I'm trying to put everybody on. You know what I mean? I got a little line I'm trying to get on, but I'm also trying to put everybody else on in my city. You know what I mean? I'm shouting them out, cats. I don't care if they're the weakest in my city. You know what I mean? I'm still shouting them out, and I believe that with time and just keep showing love, just still showing love for those that's hating on me. You know, you show love for the haters. You know, eventually they ain't going to do nothing but love you. They're going to have to. there's nothing they can hate on if you still giving them a shine. Because in a minute, they're going to be like, you know what? Why am I hating this dude? You know what I mean? So with kindness, man, I'm going to kill him with kindness, man.
That's what's up. And on that note, we're going to get into another quick break. But Miss Kimmy Simone, I think she's going to have something to say pretty soon. But before we get into the song, I want to ask you one more question. What really inspired you to even do music from the get-go?
Honestly, I did 6 years on CYA, man. So, you know, all I had was time between Preston and YTS, you know what I mean? All I had was time on my hands. So sometimes to keep my mind focused and keep my head straight, you know, writing poems and rapping, man, beating on that door for everybody that's listening right now. You know, you've been in CYA and stuff. You know that beating on your door and beating on your chest, that's all you have, man. And really, that was my inspiration, man. That got me through them 6 years in CYA, man, is my music, man. And so, of course, it was only natural that I know that's what's going to get me out even in these streets, man, is my music, man. And that's where it's at, man, because that's all I had. When I didn't have nobody else or nothing else, the music is all I had.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know a lot of people that went to CYA. I never touched YA. But I know a lot of people who did, and they really didn't like it. And I know that's where it starts off for some people before they wind up in the pen. You know, they be recruiting and stuff, but, you know, you got to be strong enough to stay out of jail to really know jail ain't for everybody. That's not the way to go.
Yeah,
you know. But, what'd you say?
I say, you know, that's true. You know what I mean? Like, you know, even though I'm from Stockton, you know what I mean, most of the peeps and stuff is from SAC, you know what I mean? I lost my father when I was, you know what I mean, in CYA. You know, my father was from the P. And shout out to everybody from the P, man. What's up with it? But, you know, so that's all I had. Music is what all I had, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. And in your opinion, do you think everybody should be doing music? In your opinion, no matter who you are, whether it's somebody new coming out or somebody that's already been out for decades and, you know, or somebody that's in between, do you think everybody should be doing music at this time or should they be doing something totally different?
Man, you know, I was just talking to my boy Chris about that, man. Honestly, if music is your outlet, if music is keeping you from tearing up your city, from going in jail or whatever it is destructive, I say use it. But music ain't for everybody. Some of these cats, they need to stop, man. They getting, you know what I mean? They getting old, man. Like hang it up. You know what I mean? It's cool to jump on somebody's stuff, but I mean, come on, man, go be a grandfather, man. We can put them on blast too. You know what I mean? It's time to hang it up, man. For real, it's time to hang it up, man.
Do you think some of those artists still have it? Some of those old artists or some of the grandpa artists, do you think some of them still got it where they could keep going, or do you just think flat out when you get a certain age you should just stop doing music, period, no matter if you're good or not? It should just be an age limit.
I think what it is is, if you still got it, come on, man. Check out 40, man. I mean, come on, man. He's still killing a lot of us youngsters out here, man. I mean, you know what I mean? Some of them can still rumble with the best of them, but some of them need to sit down. You know what I mean? I'm a big Bela fan, but you know, Bela need to sit down, man. I'm just gonna keep it real, man. I got love for Bela, but you know, Bela need to sit down, man. You know, I got love for Dub C. Dub C, give it up, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just some of them need to just, you know, sit it down a little bit, man. It's over, man. You know,
yeah.
go pursue somebody.
Hey, that's why it's called put them on blast. Everybody has a right to their own opinion, you know, but it's all good. But we're going to go into some overtime. But right now, look, I want you to introduce this track right here, Bottles on Ice, and let everybody know the concept. What made you come up with the title to this?
Bottles on Ice is, you know, when you in the club, man, and, you know, you got your dough right, your money right, everything right, and, you know what I mean, and you got that VIP section you done paid for, and, you know, you got the champagne bottle sitting, you know what I mean, you got the goose or whatever you drinking, your spade, whatever you drinking, man, you got it on ice, and, you know, and you partying, you know what I mean? So basically that concept is basically VIPing it in a club, man. You got your bottles on chill, man. That's basically what the concept came up with, man.
That's what's up. You guys heard it first out the mouth of Luck. Right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, Bottles on Ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You already know what this is.
I was off and on with it at first, But man, I worked on that album for a good 6 months, man. A good 6 to 7 months I worked on that album.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I want to ask you, do you find it hard being a rapper?
Sometimes, man. You know, everybody always has this stigma, like, oh, if you're a rapper, he must be some type of gangster, or he don't have a life. Look, at the end of the day, man, I still got a 9-to-5 too. You know what I mean? I still got a 9-to-5. But you know, some people think just because you're a rapper, and that's just all you try to do. You're about big chains, gold teeth, and baggy pants. But you know, I got a 9-to-5, you know, and I still got responsibility to take care of when it comes to the house. You feel me?
Uh huh. That's what's up. And I want to ask you, what's your next step?
Man, my next step, man, is really just trying to get that major deal, man, like everybody else, you know, want to do, man. And that's pretty much my next step, man. Is really, man, is I'm trying to hit the game with everything at once, man. Really, man, I'm working on my second album right now, man. I got a couple talks with a couple people lined up, man, a couple labels. So I'm really, man, I'm really trying to saturate the game with a lot of music, man. I got about, honestly, man, I got about 1,000 songs in the archive strong, man. So, and I'm working on a new album now. So I'm really just trying to saturate the game right now. You know what I mean? I want to be where I got 2 or 3 songs in rotation everywhere. You know what I mean? So that's my next step, is getting that major deal.
That's what's up. And right now, I want to ask you, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast at this time, no matter who it is or what it is? You can keep the names anonymous if you want.
Man, look, I'm gonna put on everybody that's not, if you doing music, man, and you're not taking it serious, man, and you still just burning CDs and writing your name on it, and you really not taking it serious, give the people something to look forward to, man. Investing to yourself. Everybody that's not investing into themselves and not taking this music thing for reals, man. Look, either take it for reals or stop it, man. All yours to everybody that's hating on the next man, because he just surpassed what you've been doing, and you've been rapping for 10 to 12, 13 years, and he just surpassed you. Hey, give it up then, man. Either invest in yourself or give it up, man.
That's what's up. And I want to tell everybody out there, be safe, stop the violence. We need to come together as one. We all need to unite, and we all need to love each other and love yourself. And we all need to support our local artists, no matter where you are on this planet. Support your local artists. And Lep, I want to thank you and salute you for coming into the show and calling in. Much love to you. You can come back freely anytime you want. Anything you want to promote, just get at us. We'll put it up there and play it for you, do you a new interview. It's all good. But right now, before we end the show, I want you to introduce this song called On the Floor and let everybody know the concept of this song as you end the show for us.
Thank you, man. Hey, everybody, stay tuned in to Put Them On Blast, man. They doing something big, man. And it's a movement, man. It's a way of life, man. Put Them On Blast. But this next song is featured the boy Jack, man. Shout out to the Jack, man. It's called On the Floor. It's also with William Breed out of Fillmore. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody at Mo Quinn. What's up with you, bro? Rick, man. Hey, keep your head up, bro. Bang a boo. What's up with you? But this song is On the Floor. It's with me, Jack, and William Breed, man. And basically, you know, hey, get on the dance floor, man. And, you know, when you at the club and everybody holding up other ladies up against the wall, man, this is a song to bring them to the floor, man. This is Get on the Floor, man. And this is the single that's floating around right now, man.
That's what's up. And you heard it first right now. Put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Look, On the Floor. Featuring a Jacka, and we out.
Yeah, Bay Area, yeah. I think they know what this is. Listen.
See me at the bar, sipping Henny on the rocks. Bad chick looking something like a movie star. Heard a favorite song, now she wanna get it out.
Back it up and drop it low, you know I wanna see ya.
Crowd, but I ain't tripping tonight, so get wild. Show these hoes you got style and get smell. From the cheek, thick, well tail. $100 cheeseburger, sick whip, smells well. And she says she a sweater shots at the bar. Even though I got bottle service, if you ain't getting no guap, you ain't got a purpose. Every time we anywhere, the millionaire surface. Yeah, a million stairs on it. Styrofoam pulled up, everybody on one. She get it off the floor, but we dancing like grown ups. All the ladies wanna turn, but I really can't control it.
Sipping Henny on the rocks. Bad chick looking something like a movie star. Heard a favorite song, now she wanna get it on.
Back it up and drop it low, you know I wanna see ya.
Get it on the floor, get it on the floor.
Right, she's a ditty, got her head up in the bright light. All she see is money, never see the pain, right? Nocturnal chicks, so they always in my
nightmare.
Overnight flights, just to get pipe right. Polar bear chick, I call her my contact. Hit in the G5, call it a top flight. She can be any size, long as the price right. Kelly Bundy chick, she can be the blonde type. Superstar chick, we can share the limelight. Since high school, we been going to our prom night. Haters, you can die slow, fuck it, hell fly.
See me at the bar, sipping Henny on the rocks. Bad chick looking something like a movie star. Heard a favorite song, now she wanna get it out.
Back it up and drop it low, you know I wanna see ya.
Get it on the floor, get it on the floor. Get it on the floor, get it on the floor. Get it on the floor, get it on the floor.
Back it up and drop it low, you know I wanna see ya.
This nigga mad cause his bitch is all on me. She saw the reels and now the bitch want me. I ain't trippin', I'm used to this shit. The nigga hatin' cause I knocked this bitch. When that Beamer pulled up, she hopped right in. She said, where you going? She said, with him. We up the block now, bumpin' the beat. Cutting up the heat, adjusting the cheeks. I'm smelling like this Ishi Miyashi. Thinking about what I'm gonna do to her body. Yup, I'm gonna be sucking on all that. And you gonna be wondering where she at. Pacing the house, texting her phone. Remember you were saying, bitch, get on. Well, tonight, nigga, she ain't coming home. I guarantee you, partner, she ain't coming home.
See me at the bar, sipping Henny on the rocks. Bad chick looking something like a movie star. Heard a favorite song, now she wanna get it out.
Back it up and drop it low, you know I wanna see ya.
Get it on the floor, get it on the floor.